SBS Radio.
Fairy floss is an iconic treat sold at most agricultural shows. But for the past 4 years, Paula Karamalis and her husband Michael have worked to perfect the art of making the sugary treat. A Colombian refugee who fled her homeland to make a new life in Australia in 2000, she spent 4 years growing her business and creating gourmet flavours, including salted caramel and apple pie.
This is our salted caramel. This is our most popular flavour. It got 2 awards, one including is gold. Yes, this one was actually suggested by a customer. They needed something caramelly, salty, and we were like, okay, let's give it a go.
Her husband, Michael, believes it's the range of unique flavours that sets their business apart. The shelves inside their workshop in the Sydney suburb of South Hurstville are stacked high with fluorescent coloured sugar, waiting to be spun into floss by purpose-built machines.
When you think of fairy floss, it's pink or blue. And what we've done is we've added fun flavours to it, fun toppings like freeze-dried fruits, crushed Oreos, honeycomb, salted caramel, and that's what makes us different.
The Easter show is the pinnacle of their sales calendar, but not this year. Due to the COVID-19 crisis and a blanket ban on mass gatherings, the show's cancellation has disrupted the business financially.
That's a massive blow financially, in terms of the marketing, the exposure. Just the Sydney Royal Show, we're looking at least $80,000 in revenue.
Restaurateur John Panabianco is another long-term stallholder hit hard by the Easter show's cancellation. His family migrated from Sicily back in 1958. 8 years ago, he opened the Bianco Kitchen on the beachfront at Sydney's Brighton Le Sands, serving traditional Italian dishes. He's exhibited at the show for decades and has tons of fresh pasta and gnocchi in storage that he had prepared to sell.
I could never think in my wildest dreams that we'd be not being part of the show. After 22 years, the show family, all our clientele that come to see us each year to have the experience of our gnocchi that we start making, you know, November last year, because they're all handmade. We make them all fresh, all Australian products, fresh potatoes, and we are devastated.
He's also feeling the financial blow.
I'm probably out of pocket around $40,000 to $50,000, and then the impact that it's going to do, well, who knows. It actually gives me goosebumps now to think about it, as we put so much effort and pride in what we do.
Easter show organisers have started an online marketplace to help bolster sales. But officials such as Paul Bowd from the Royal Agricultural Society of New South Wales are concerned. The society has stood down 150 staff, and the showground is closing its doors this week for several months in an effort to cut costs.
We're obviously in financial trouble, so there is a big hole in our finances, and at the moment we're just looking at ways to come out of that, and the future's uncertain for us at the moment.
But for Paula and Michael Karamalis, community support is giving them hope for the future of their business.
We've reached out to our community and we've told them what we're doing, and we've got a lot of feedback. And you know, Paula can tell you, she gets messages every day from people saying things like, we only come to the show just for you.
People make us cry. Like, to be honest, it is amazing.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.